Welcome back to Hard Facts of Nigeria in Funher in Punhanka Time Dio. 11 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue. And let's talk about the presidential amnesty program now. What, in your estimation, is it supposed to end, or should it come to an end? Now, here's a story from our news earlier on. The new interim administrator on presidential amnesty program, retired Major General Barry Ndiemu, has promised to be accountable and transparent in the discharge of his duties. General Ndiemu made this promise during his maiden interaction with some leaders of former agitators at his office in Abuja. He said all activities of the scheme will be subjected to periodic review in line with the mandate of the program. He said he will create new channels to ensure constant dialogue with the beneficiaries and stakeholders in the Niger Delta region. He vowed to pursue a managerial paradigm shift that would address the challenges hindering the program as well as block exit routes of trained agitators. General Ndiemu also explained that the program was designed with an exit route for all trained and empowered former agitators. He appealed to the delegates and stakeholders in the Niger Delta to support his administration's efforts to realize the mandates of the program. So I'm asking, this whole presidential amnesty program, how long is it? Should it last for, really? I mean, shouldn't it come to an end at some point? Well, here's a story also from the Punch newspaper from just a few days ago, just a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. The federal captioned, FG moves to end amnesty program group kicks. The federal government has concluded plans to terminate the presidential amnesty program in May 2023, Sunday Punch has learned. One of our correspondents gathered that the Office of the National Security Advisor had directed the interim administrator of the amnesty program, Major General Barry Ndiemu, to commence the process of winding down the program. Ndiemu, who was appointed about 2 weeks ago, replaced former head Meland Dikion, although no reason was given for his unceremonious removal, which was announced in a statement by presidential media aide Femi Adesina. Remember, the presidential amnesty program was established by President Musa Yar'Adua's administration in 2009 as part of the government's measures to reduce militancy in the oil-rich Niger Delta region. It was reported that 30,000 former militants have been enrolled into the program, with over 65% of participants said to have been successfully reintegrated. Despite reportedly gulping over 5 billion naira monthly. Anyways, let's leave it at that for now. So, since 2009, the amnesty program has been going on. There are reports that there might be plans to wrap it up by sometime next year. And the presidential amnesty program now has a new boss, even though it's on an interim basis. I'd like to get your take on the whole presidential amnesty program initiative, and with particular reference to when you suppose it should come to an end. When should the presidential amnesty program come to an end? Isn't it about time already, do you think? Or maybe not time yet? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. So at the moment, we're discussing the presidential amnesty program. When should it come to an end? Now, some other persons have said no to that. This also cuts to the Punch newspaper. This also was published a few days ago. Captioned, ending amnesty program may return militancy. That's according to a Niger Delta group. Now, and here's a bit of the story. The Ijaw National Congress on Monday said any attempt to end the presidential amnesty program may lead to a resurgence of militancy in the Niger Delta region of the country. Now, the group stressed that the PAP had over the years successfully tamed the activities of ex-agitators, also known as militants, after they surrendered their arms in 2009. And so the question is, for how long are this person supposed to be tamed? I mean, is the taming going to go on forever? Is the taming till eternity? Or is the taming going to end at some point? You know, I'd like to get your take once again. When, in your estimation, is the amnesty program due to come to an end? I've got an Henry on the line from Transamadi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Dayo, the problem we have in this country is that there is no accountability for those who hold public office. And it's terrible. Amnesty program is long overdue. Okay? That's the truth. If you go to the archive, if you go to their office, the one who was formerly investigated is now late. Is it Dokubo or whatever, some time ago. You had one who just came and left now. This one just... If you go to the archive, you will see lot of proposals that were put in, that were sent by professionals, including my humble self, that was invited 2-3 times to do my presentation to the office, and then everything about politics. And so much money is humongously, you know, allotted to those offices, and then nothing comes up. So it's high time we left this level of wastage and move on to the next level.
How about the argument that if you end, and there are a few groups putting up the argument that if you end the amnesty program, the tamed militants are going to rise up again.
That is why we need a good government to fight crime. Honestly, Dayo. Look, that is why we need a change of governance. Dayo, that's why we need a different trajectory from what we are coming from now. How can you say that a program that has been there for 6 years work and has not made any meaning for the past 10 years and people are benefiting from it and then stealing so much money from that program and is so hijacked? Now, if you go to Abuja, that office in Abuja there, and my chairman, if you see what happens there, you will weep. Sometimes, I don't know how, you weep, Dayo. It should be closed down for short, closed down. If you don't have where else to make money from, let him go to work like we are all working. We're all on the street. The economy is not smiling with anyone right now. People are going through hard times, Dayo. There's so much intellectual tech in that office, you bring out the best ideas. I will ask you to do a lot of things and you come and put in your idea and suddenly your idea is given to someone else who is not anything. You just hear that they're executing the project somewhere else. That amnesty office has overlived its use. So we close down. There's no money to spend in that kind of activity right now.
Okay, Henry, good to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Let's see. And part of the story I was reading earlier on, despite reportedly gulping over 5 billion naira monthly, international development consulting firm Next Year Security, Peace and Development said the amnesty program had failed to address the various challenges that necessitated its establishment. The firm, in a report released in 2020, explained that the program was taking a heavy toll on the revenue of the federal government while rewarding militancy and aggressiveness in the oil-rich Niger Delta. Yep, and however, multiple sources said Indiomo had been directed to shut down the program within 8 months. He was said to have disclosed this to the PAP members, that's the Presidential Amnesty Program members of staff, during a meeting last week. So, question once again, how long is this amnesty program supposed to last? Shouldn't it come to an end at some point? Are the militants going to be tamed forever? You know, are they going to be appeased forever? I mean, whatever has a beginning ought to have an end at some point. Nelson from GRA, welcome. Please go on.
Good afternoon, Dayo.
Go ahead, Nelson.
Concerning the amnesty program, I think it has not really been effective. And it's supposed to have ended a long ago. I think government is just wasting money on that program. It has no benefit so far. You understand that some of them are paid by their organs. It's only the first batch of people that collect their money directly through the bank. If not other batches, they collect the money through their captain. And what they decide to pay them is what they pay them. Some of them earn 30,000, some of them earn 40,000. So who is keeping the rest of the money? The program is nowhere to be found, in fact. So they should just grab it. And they don't even have a complete database of the people that...
All right, Nelson, great to hear from you. I've got a few comments here. Via Facebook, Hector goes, the amnesty program was not designed to solve the problem of the Niger Delta. Rather, it was designed to suspend the armed struggle in the region to enable the Nigeria state to continue the exploitation in the region. The only way to end the program is by solving the problems of the region that necessitated the restiveness in the region. Even if the generation of the present beneficiaries passed away, the problem has not been solved. The upcoming ones will continue with the agitation. Edwin goes, the administration that conceived the amnesty program gave it a timeline, and what the government should do is to implement the program exactly as it was designed. And I think that those who benefited from the amnesty should have invested with the proceeds, and the federal government must not allow anyone to make that program go beyond the termination time. Your thoughts once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Let's get your comments via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Commercial break coming up shortly. Headlines at 5:30 p.m. as well. And discussions continue right after that. Could even die. My submission on the amnesty discussion is that it is always very easy to give drink to a monkey, but the problem always lies with retrieving the cup. There will never be a time the militant will accept for the program to be stopped. It's up to the FG to do the needful and stop pampering and rewarding criminality and have some influence. And this should have ended 1 year into the life of this administration. We can't afford to be paying a group of people for eternity. The government should pay them bulk sum of 2 years and end the program. We have dire need in the region than some militants. They feel that they have exclusive right to the oil. That's from Andy. And he also adds, very good question, how long will they be tamed for? How long really? How long are the militants or ex-militants or agitators or ex-agitators? For how long are they? Is this taming supposed to go on for? For how long, really? And all of the agitation for the Niger Delta region, what did that accomplish, really? And the amnesty program, besides stopping people from blowing up stuff and kidnapping people to some degree and collecting free money, what else did it accomplish for the Niger Delta region, which supposedly the agitation was for in the first instance? Well, like I said, I've got a commercial break to attend to now. Discussions continue after that. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Discussions continue. But for the moment, still discussing the whole the amnesty thing, the presidential amnesty program, and how long, for how much longer should that go on? Since 2009, it's been over It's been over 10 years now. For how much longer should it go on? It's gotten a new man at the helm of affairs right now, the new interim administrator, Presidential Amnesty Program. Retired Major General Barry Ndiemun has promised to be accountable and transparent in the discharge of his duties. And as I mentioned in the earlier half of this conversation, signals or there are reports that there may be plans on the way to inevitably, eventually bring the amnesty program to an end. Of course, some persons are or groups are resisting that, saying that ending the amnesty program will bring back militancy. But then again, so how long then is the amnesty program supposed to continue for? Is it supposed to continue forever? Militants supposed to be tamed forever? Are people just supposed to get paid money for doing nothing forever? And once again, from I read out the information from some reports earlier on. The spread reportedly gulping over 5 billion naira monthly. International development consulting firm Next Year Security, Peace and Development said the presidential amnesty program had failed to address the various challenges that necessitated its establishment. The firm, in a report released in 2020, explained that the program was taking a heavy toll on the revenue of the federal government while rewarding militancy and aggressiveness in the Ulrich Niger Delta region. So it's failed, it's accomplished nothing for the Niger Delta region, except a handful of people, by the way, who have become so stupendously rich and by virtue of it, and other persons who, well, maybe I guess they may not be stupendously rich, but just get paid for doing absolutely nothing, you know, every month. Besides that, besides those two things, one, some people have become stupendously wealthy. A second class of persons just get paid for doing nothing every month. That's all it's accomplished for the Niger Delta region. Absolutely nothing else. So, should it continue? Should these stupendously rich persons keep on raking in billions? Should other persons keep on being paid for doing absolutely nothing? Just for the mere fact that they can threaten to cause problem? Because that's the only bargaining chip I can cause problem. That's the only value I can cause problem. The value is not, I've got ideas that can transform the Niger Delta region. The value is not, no, I've got a skill that can transform the Niger Delta region. The value is not, no, not, oh, I have some innovation, some discovery. No, nothing like that. No, it's just I can cause problem, you know. So how much longer can this cause problem people? Or should these cost problem persons be tamed or be paid, do you think? My lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Oko Johnson from Port Harcourt Town. You're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Dion.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
All right, Oko, I'm told by my screener that you are an ex-agitator.
Yes. I'm an ex-agitator, and I was trained as a student.
So you were signed on to the amnesty program, or you are signed on to the amnesty program?
What did you say?
As I said, so you are signed on to the presidential amnesty program?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'd like to get your take on this. Go ahead, then.
Huh?
I would like to get your opinion on this. Please go on.
Okay. Concerning what you've been discussing about on the program, I think the program needs to come to a logical conclusion, because there are a lot of abnormalities in the program. There is so much corruption that it's beyond that of the NDDC. Like I said earlier, I'm a product of the program, and I'm a student of River State University of Science and Technology, courtesy the program, and I'm very grateful to that. But the issue there behind this amnesty program is that it's not as the original plan of the initiator. In fact, Goodluck himself actually started the problem of amnesty. I was supposed to be sent to United Kingdom twice to study under Goodluck. But due to reasons best known to them, I got the admission, but to foot the tuition fee and other necessary things needed for us to proceed was a difficult thing for them to do.
Okay, so you went to what school eventually? What school did you go to?
Yes, I went to River State University of Science and Technology.
Okay, so the Nigerian state sent you to River State University of Science and Technology. What's wrong with that?
No, it's not that there's anything wrong with it. In fact, I actually bought my damn form to go to that school. And I wrote to the office and told them that I can no longer wait to travel overseas. I've already gotten admission that they need to put my bill in the University of River State. So that was just all what transpired. If I was sitting on the fence and waiting for them, it would have been something of the past, because I don't think they were actually even ready to call me. Because what we have is that professors are changing professors in the program. There are a lot of cases like that. Friends who are supposed to be in India, but they found out that somebody else was bearing their name in India. So there are a lot of discrepancies, a lot of anomalies. So there are a lot of, I think federal government needs to come to a logical conclusion considering this new surveillance project that has been brought to the Naira Delta. So I feel, for me, even though I've not really gotten a well-paid job for now, but I think I have the foundation of which I know I can start something on. So that's just for me.
How about the position of some groups that it would cause trouble if the amnesty program is ended? What do you have to say to that?
Sorry, you're breaking. What did you say?
How about the position of some groups that if the amnesty program is ended, it would lead to unrest again in the Niger Delta region? What's your position on that?
People who are saying that are the actual people who are actually destroying the program. There is nothing that is going to happen. Take it from me, Dayo. Nothing is going to happen. People who are saying that if the program is being stopped, that this will happen, that will happen, my brother, they are just trying to satisfy their own greed. So there's nothing else that is going to happen. It's just it's an empty threat. Federal government knows what to do. They know what to do, and when is the right time?
What do you think the federal government should do? Hello.
Hello, sir.
Let's get to text. Maybe I can take another contribution or two. I do have a commercial break to attend to in a moment. Well, let's take a few comments right now. Diane, good evening. FG should continue the amnesty program in as much as they FG continue to admit to have neglected this region. It's a blessing to the world. I think the FG should redesign the program and make sure that what is due, the beneficiaries gets to them. How about all the other young persons and not so young persons in the Niger Delta region? Those ones don't deserve any attention. Only persons who can cause problem. How about young persons who want to go to school, who want to get an education? Those ones don't deserve any attention. I've got Daimbo from Rumaolu. You are welcome, be live. And you have a minute. Go ahead.
Hello, Daniel. Good evening.
You have a minute. Please go ahead.
Yes. Daniel, please forgive me. I heard that let me just crack this joke first. I heard that the presidential aspirant once said that it is his son The point I want to make is that Nigeria is a place of turn by turn. So when you ask, when will the presidential amnesty program come to an end? My ready answer to you is, it is turn by turn. So we just have a new administrator. Is that what you call him? To be in charge of the program. I congratulate the gentleman who called a few minutes before now. He benefited from the program.
Apologies, I did say you have just a minute, and that minute has elapsed right now.
Yes,
thanks for calling in.